Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Monday Night Football last night, not the most quality officiated game. You had an interference call at one point that shouldn't have been, or an unnecessary roughness call, I should say, on a pass breakup that should not have been an unnecessary roughness call, although the official later said, no, we would have called it anyway, even if the player had picked off the ball. And then particularly late in the fourth quarter on the two drives the Green Bay Packers used to come back and win the game, you had hands to the face called on defensive lineman Trey Flowers of the Detroit Lions. You'll hear some of what he had to say in a less than 10 minutes here. But the Detroit Lions, and I think rightfully so, unsatisfied is one way to put it.
Well, because they're both third down.
Frustrated.
And they kept the drives going. And here's what I have a problem with. A lot of times you have a problem with what the review is and the personal, or excuse me, the pass interference stuff and all that that's been happening in the league. I don't know where the league is going because both of these calls were simple defensive and offensive linemen jockeying for position, trying to win the scrimmage line battle, and one guy, and wait till everybody needs to do themselves a favor and go to social media or go to traditional media and just check out those plays this morning if you didn't see them last night on Monday Night Football. It is just, and first of all, he didn't make contact with his face.
No.
So it's the wrong call. But even if he would have, they are guys with their arms fully extended. Nobody's grabbing anybody by the face mask. They're both pushing each other to try to leverage a portion of real estate in and around the scrimmage line. That has happened in football since back when the Carlisle Boys Home used to play Pottstown or whatever. Like, that's just how football is. That's always how it's going to be. And if you can't try to leverage the scrimmage line by pushing your hands out in front of you, what the hell is football?
Here's the bigger problem as I see it. We talk about replay so much and how it's being infused into the game, maybe to an overextent, right? Because everybody wants to see every call right. The problem is replay has taken on such a role that A, it feels like officials in some cases are making calls or not making calls because they feel like it can be fixed upon replay. But bigger and more importantly, the calls are wrong so often now that when you see, for example, a hands to the face call twice in the fourth quarter and both times it's wrong, you're inclined to yell and scream, as I am, for more replay in order to get things right. But in reality, they don't get things right on replay probably 10 to 20% of the time. So it starts with poor officiating, which then leads to a replay problem. The replay problem leads to a problem with the way replay is interpreted, and it's a vicious cycle of they're not getting things right, and that's what it boils down to. There needs to be some accountability.
This one is puzzling to me because it's not somebody crying over fouls that weren't called, and sometimes that's happened in the past. These are fouls that were called. So by virtue of that, like, it doesn't solve it. There's no quick solution here. This looks like, if you're just watching, there's no other takeaway, I don't think, than like the fix is in. And I don't think it is.
I don't think
referees are trying to throw games. But when you look at this, there's no plausible explanation to make those two calls. Is that the interpretation of the rule and exactly what it's supposed to be if his hands come up into an offensive lineman's face or in and about his face? Because it never touched his face.
The other takeaway is these guys just aren't all that good at their jobs.
Well, they're not all that good at their jobs, but there's a second layer to that. Never have we been able to see things because of technology the way that we see them now. I think officials have been bad for a long time or have missed probably the same percentage of calls for a long time. But technology has gotten us to the point where we see, one, everything that happens on a football field, and two, we see it zoomed way in. Mm-hmm. So when you have those, and you have officials still doing the same job, but then they are under a microscope that is intensified, it makes it look like they're worse. I think officials have probably missed the same amount of calls, done the same amount of thing, blown the same amount of whistles, and blown the same amount of calls.
But now there's three or four times as many cameras catching all of it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
It's frustrating, though, to see a game like last night's, in all likelihood, decided by those calls. And sure, you know, Matt Stafford said all the right things after the game. Well, we could have done this. We could have done that. We could have stopped them here. We could have scored here. We could have put up seven here instead of three. And those things are all right. And maybe 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that's the tack we take. But now we can see that these calls are blatantly wrong. What did Trey Flowers, the guy who was flagged twice incorrectly for those illegal hands to the face calls, have to say about it? We'll let you hear that next. And if there's Monday Night Football or any other NFL game, there's a chance an official may have blown a call, including two last night on Lions defensive lineman Trey Flowers. It gave the Packers extra chances to come back and win that game. Trey Flowers asked after the game by WXYZ-TV Detroit, what happened there?
I was working a move. And, they saw something different than what actually happened. And they called what they thought they saw. So, yeah.
That's a very measured man watching very carefully every single word that he says. And he goes on to talk for about 2 minutes there, including answering the question, why do you think that was a penalty? And he said, well, hands to the chest is not a penalty.
Here's the rub here. Are they ruining football for fans to watch? Yes. But is it hitting them in the pocketbook? No. So they can continue to are people turning off football because the officials are so bad?
And I understand that, you know, again, it's
because it sucks watching it. It sucks watching this now.
Business, and if it doesn't affect the cash flow, then why do we have to worry about it? But here's the thing. It's not one individual element of one individual game, perhaps, that is affecting people's view of the game or of the league or the league's officiating. But you start to stack these things up, and it's like a tower of blocks. The higher it gets, the better chance you have of it all tumbling down. And at a certain point, there is a tipping point where people look at it and say, you know, I don't necessarily think officials are on the take, but the integrity of the game is affected by the fact that they're just not that good at their jobs. Or perhaps we can see that they're missing more calls than we think they missed in the past.
Oh, I'm with you. It doesn't always need to come down to money in order to make a change. It could come down to being derelict of duty and not doing a good enough job. And I think we're here. But the question is the system why the officials are making these bad calls, or are the officials just not good enough? Like last night, I don't know if there was any fear of a system, because that's not a replayable sort of play or whatever. It's just a bad official making some calls. A lot of times, it's a fear of a system because of the added replay.
You're right, but what's happened is now is because we have a fear of the calls being wrong so often, we're now adding to the systems. We've added the defensive pass interference review process. We've added this. We've added that to the point where...
Are you with me yet on just take it all away? And the games would be... I think they'd have a better chance of flowing better.
No, because I still think there's a way to get as many calls right as possible without crushing the flow of the game and without taking away the spirit of the game. You can still interpret the spirit of the rules correctly, if that makes sense.
See, last night is puzzling because it didn't involve replay. I mean, the touchdown did and the pass interference. I don't understand why they didn't challenge.
There was a chance for the Lions to challenge a pass interference in
but
that ball game.
The two hands to the face, though, those are just simply bad calls.
Blown calls that can't be fixed.
And the same call twice. And Trey Flowers, it's my understanding, had never had a hands-to-the-face call in his career ever.
Once in his career, yeah.
So that's what I don't get. I think we're dealing with a couple different circumstances here and a bunch of different variables. The first of which is that are the guys good enough to keep up with this game? That's the first layer, because the first layer always was there a flag or wasn't there a flag? Because that leads to the challenge, that leads to the replay, that leads to people. That's always the very basis of everything. Was there a flag or wasn't there a flag? And I wonder if the men that are in charge of throwing those flags are simply good enough, or if anyone from a judicial standpoint is good enough and fast enough to keep up with where the athlete is right now.
I think that more often than not, they get calls right. But the few times that they're getting them wrong, they're so glaringly wrong that it's affecting, if you're a Detroit Lions fan, for example, this morning, it's affecting your enjoyment of the game because your team should be 3-1-1
and I'm,
rather than 2-2-1.
You know, a lot. It's really easy default for a lot of people to go to. We'll make them full-time. If they made them, and I don't disagree with that.
No.
You probably should. But if they did, would we see then a spike in the success rate of the games being called? Like, is watching videos, working on technique, is because there's they really only have, you could practice all you want as an athlete. You really only get one chance in that moment to get it right. It's going to be the same thing with officials. You can practice and watch video and refine technique. Now, are the chances better? You're probably going to get it right in that moment. Sure.
Yeah.
But will we see a big spike in the amount of calls that are right or wrong?
Maybe it's just the biggest calls that they get right more often rather than getting them wrong in the big moments, because this call could end up being just as big to the outcome of the season as Saints-Rams in the NFC Championship game, even though it happened in Week 6.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.